everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss Taylor Swift using a game of MASH to plan her wedding, Selena S. Diddy's in the Big Brother house, Millie Bobby Brown coming out in a past life, and Peppa Pig's Claro Shade. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hello.
Hello. Hola.
Oh my goodness, Corey.
I have... Yes, do you have things to say?
Yo, do I have things to say?
I have quite a few qualms to pick with you.
Oh, here we go.
First and foremost.
Okay, well, let's
dive right in, or should we have some pleasantries? How's your day going?
My day is fine. Nothing is new.
How's Crouton?
Actually, the truth is, Crouton's great. Crouton's wonderful. The truth is, construction has restarted in my building.
It
had been paused for a minute. It had a phase one, and then there was a pause, and now phase two has re-begun. And so we are in a time window of no drilling, but there has been a lot of drilling outside of my door, on the other side of my wall from my bed, on the other side of my wall from my office, and it's drilling starts at 7 a.m. every day now. So, baby, I'm up. I'm awake. I'm alive.
I love that for you. Welcome. I get up early every day.
Well, I don't usually, and so this is going to really rearrange my life, I think.
I'm out in these streets running before 7 a.m., getting a jog in.
Yeah. Do you have an auto catcher in Pokemon Go?
One of the, like, walking things?
Yeah.
I do, and so...
Is it legal? Is that allowed? Are we allowed to even have
that? It's the real one. It's the one they sell.
Oh, well, I guess it's discontinued. I was doing some research.
I got the one that's just like you're supposed to carry it in your pocket and you click, and I was very excited because I was like, I should be more present in the world. I should walk around and I should just click the button and like look around. My only complaint is it's like huge. I wanted something I could conceal in my palm. This is not that.
You know what you can do? You could probably find a little case for it on Etsy or something.
I don't want that. I don't want people. Okay, I want to be like clicking in my pocket discreetly.
Okay. Well, shit. Well, I see tons of people with them, you know, during these Pokemon Go events. And I'm like, damn, are you just like collecting? Because it swipes the Pokestops too and it catches them and blah, blah, blah. Damn. It's like, oh, man.
You're right. Maybe I should charge mine ahead of Global Weekend.
That's what I'm saying.
The thing is, I had one and then it was packed away during the move. And then, as you know, I was like in boxes and life was in disarray for 6 months. And now I finally have all my stuff and I'm in my permanent apartment. And it is in my little trinket box. So I should probably fish that out and charge it ahead of the weekend.
Bust it open, mama. Yeah, we got go weekend or whatever the hell. So you need to be ready.
I'm excited.
Have you been catching? Have you been doing the raids and things?
I'm excited. I was laughing because I'm like, this is my boyfriend's first Go Fest, and he got us new chargers to keep our phones juiced.
So wait, is there like an event in New York City for it?
Well, it's just like
the global event. Yeah,
it's just the global event. We're gonna go to Central Park. We're gonna walk around. There's this area in Central Park where it's just like gym after gym after gym, and people just walk up and down this path.
Yes, yeah. Santa Monica Pier is pretty good for like an event like that because there's always somebody with a Pokemon Go flag, and then the whole group of people walking around with that official person, and they do raid after raid after raid after. They have a route.
I was doing, we were doing the Sobble community day and just walking around our neighborhood, and we were like talking to each other and not paying attention. And this guy came up out of nowhere And he was all, "You got anything good?" And we neither of us knew he was talking about Pokemon.
And no, he was cruising, mama. He was trying to literally. He was trying to get a bite.
And then he was all, "Hey, I did catch a hundo over by the Starbucks. If you want to go chance it to see if you get a shundo." And he was all, "But I will say it was probably 20 minutes ago, so it might not still be there. Don't hate me if it's not still there."
If I find a shundo, if I find a hundo in one spot, is it the same? Is it going to be a hundo for you too?
Yes, if you're above
if
you're above like level 50 or something, it's the same CP across the board.
Okay.
Yeah. A hundo for me is a hundo for you.
I've been walking around. I've been playing nonstop. I've been trying to fill out the Pokédex. Corey, did we report this last week that you helped me finish my Kanto shiny decks?
You're welcome. Was
that this week or last week?
You needed a Goldene.
She was it, and now my shiny decks. It didn't even say congratulations, you've completed your, they should kind of eventize if you complete something for your Pokédex.
Of all the things they pop up on the screen and say, "Oh, share this with your friends," that's something I would like to share.
Right. Yeah, I got all my Kanto region shinies, and it's kind of like, "Oh, well, I guess only I know then." And on to the next thing.
Well, and now our millions of listeners.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Yes, I'll be playing.
So I've been hard at work at that. I'm excited to get my Mewtwo X and Y or whatever the fuck, and that yellow tiger thing or whatever the hell that is. And bada bang, bada boom.
Another good day in business land.
Right. So, yes. What else is new? What's going on in the Big Apple?
Well, I was going to tell you, I was, now I'm ready. Now we've chatted. Now I'm ready to air my grievances.
Oh, here we go.
How is it you support minion culture?
Okay.
Knowing that there are no female minions.
Oh. Well.
Explain to me why you hate women.
Well, I'm not sure if we know. Do we know?
Yes.
Are the minions men?
I saw a creator doing an interview about why there's no women minions.
Why are there no? Do they have a reason for it? You seem to have done a little bit more research than I.
I saw two different interviews because I saw one and then they were all LOL. I liked his original answer better. So, I hunted down both answers. In the interview I saw recently, director, creator, whoever this man was saying that when, is it Steve? See, I've still never seen a Minion movie. Steve Carell plays Gru?
Yes.
They said they had asked him to like ad lib the like calling out the people's names. And so he was all Bob and Otto and whatever their names are,
Sure.
And they said it was ad-libbed by him, and he didn't name any women.
So he couldn't name one woman.
Exactly.
Wow. But
then I saw that, and then I saw that on like Reddit, and then comments were all LOLOL. I preferred his first answer. So then I tracked that down, and his first answer was he didn't think anyone would believe women would be that dumb. Because are minions dumb?
I don't know. I mean, not any dumber than a human, like clock it.
Not any dumber than an American.
I do think that there is something there with Gru Paul.
But don't the minions do very like the gremlins, like they dress up? Don't they dress up and put a tube top on with coconuts and pretend they're titties sometimes?
hell yeah. So they're aware of gender. They're aware of gender. I'm not sure if they themselves, are sporting cock and balls or whatever, but how do they reproduce? How does a new minion come about? Do you know what mpreg is?
No, feels like something a trad wife would be into.
Couldn't tell you. Couldn't tell you, actually. I'm not sure. I still am not sure what I thought it was. I don't know. Trad wife. Trad?
They say trad. It really bothers me because I think it should be trade wife. But that is that a thing already? Reminds me of trade shows.
They're calling me trade wife. I'm giving trade wife, honey.
Have you ever been to a trade show as a trade wife?
Trade show? Like people showing off their woodwork or their...
Their trade.
Their trade, I guess. No, I haven't. No.
Okay. Well, that reminds me of New York. I think you would actually like New York because in the summertime... Every house, every street corner, everywhere is a free garage sale.
Oh, yes.
People just putting stuff out. People just take this, take that.
Okay.
It's quite nice. And you know, okay. I'm going to stop and look. You know, I was raised at garage sales, so I'll stop and I will be perusing. I sent you that picture of the free bead curtain. You never replied.
Yes, I did see that. Well, I was thinking, you know, I need to DIY a bead curtain for myself. You know, I'm in the market and I certainly have beads laying around.
Imagine a bead curtain with gushers.
Okay.
I know it may not be for everyone, but a nice little snack while you're passing through.
Sure. Yes. Maybe like, oh my God, you know what I saw yesterday? So, okay. Whatever happened to everybody's COVID masks? Where do they go? You just put it somewhere?
Mine are in the back of my sock and underwear drawer.
Oh.
It's okay. Socks, underwear, COVID masks, and a couple belts.
Okay. I saw somebody while I was out catching Pokemon wearing only a nose mask. It was like cloth and only covered above the upper lip and just the nostrils. So it was just kind
Maybe
of
they
like
had a I, nose I, job.
No, it was like they had trained themselves to not be a mouth breather, and then they wanted to only breathe in through their nose and also gatekeep the breath.
They weren't breathing through their mouth, but their nose was covered?
Yes. Yes. And it was like a tiny little bikini, but only one side, you know, and it was covering only the tip of the nose and the nostrils. I was like, this is an interesting experience. He was walking around the Santa Monica Pier, and I thought, you know what? That is a look for you to be sporting here.
Jock strap on the front of the face.
Yes. Also, you know, okay, so whenever there's a Pokemon Go event, I do feel like I spend a lot more time in public and seeing humans and, you know, like observing. There was somebody the other day walking around, a guy, there's a lot more streamers walking around with a camera person pointing their camera at the streamer. And they're just like, you know, experiencing whatever, you know, whatever live.
Are selfie sticks dead? Everybody's hiring someone now?
I don't know. Well, there's some people streaming live with a selfie stick, but the real professional twerp, you know, 20-something-year-old straight guys, they have a twink following them around with a camera. And it's this one, he was covered in peanut butter. And
just walking around?
Walking around. I'm like, man... There's nothing you can do that's interesting. You just have to, Is it not demoralizing to just douse yourself in peanut butter? And I think a little bit risky. Like, you're out in public. Birds? And then the second time I saw him, he had two pieces of bread on his face. And I'm thinking, you're really going to get plucked. They're going to pluck you. The birds.
How did he get home?
Maybe the twink camera person
wiped
also a driver.
Him down.
No, maybe he drives. I don't know. Maybe they have a scooter.
Dang.
I don't know. Yeah, there's been a lot going on.
You remember how our girl Olivia Rodrigo was spelling poopy diapers?
How could I forget?
Well, someone took it a step further.
Okay.
Shit in the front row of a Noah Kahan concert.
Okay. Just okay.
Didn't bring a diaper, just shit.
In the pants or just or
it was photographed. It was photographed on the floor. So
no
whether
way.
Whether he shook a leg and let it slide out.
It's giving. Who was it? Hottie.
Who so.
Was it? Was it? It was definitely some type of dating show because there was poop on the staircase. Who was that?
Yes, Flavor of Love.
Oh, it was Flavor of Love. I didn't know if it was Rock of Love.
I don't think it was Hottie, though. Wasn't Hottie the one who thought she looked like Beyonce?
Beyonce? Yes. Wasn't she the one who cooked the chicken? Who cooked the chicken in the microwave? Yeah, yes, a classic, yeah. A classic.
Yeah, so people remember a couple years ago, it was like throwing things at people at concerts. Now it's just shitting on the floor. Just when you thought it couldn't get worse.
Yeah, no. That's not new. People been shitting, I think. I think people shit. Sometimes I see what I think could be dog shit, and I'm like, that's looking like poop, like human poop. And it could happen in your neighborhood.
Only one way to find out.
There isn't. I don't know what the way to find out is, actually. I don't know.
Did you hear the girls are fighting?
Which
the
girls?
The girls are fighting.
Did Which you hear girls? About them?
Oh, did you hear what Peppa Pig did?
What did she do? This bitch.
She shaded. I love that when I read a tweet about the girls fighting it, it's Peppa Pig shading someone. And I actually don't know how to pronounce this musician's name.
Okay.
So Peppa Pig is the more relevant one in the story. So clearly I think
who's
she's
the other?
Clairo? Clairo?
You not pronouncing her name correctly is Clairo Shade.
Clairo?
Do you not know about Clairo Shade?
Was she in a, who's that guy? Was she in an EDM song?
I don't know, actually. You're going to have to Google
did
that.
Did she sing that song that's all?
Are you gonna stay the night?
Yeah, some shit about that.
I don't know. No, I think that's Hayley Williams. I don't know, actually.
Peppa Pig said in an interview that she didn't know her about Clairo.
Right, that's Clairo Shade. You know about Clairo Shade?
So Peppa Pig said she didn't know Clairo, and then Charlie XCX got in the beef and said, let's fuck her up about Peppa Pig on behalf of Clairo.
I saw Pink Panthers was getting in on it.
The girls were rallying behind Clairo, Peppa Pig enemy number one.
Okay, so the girls are fighting Peppa Pig on behalf of Clairo, and Clairo hasn't said anything?
I don't know her. I wouldn't even know where to look to see if she said something.
I keep asking you this question, but do you know what Clairo Shade is?
No, just like I didn't know what the Kia Forum was for...
Okay.
Just like is Clairo in the Kia Asylum? She has to be.
To me, yes. Yes, I do believe. Well, it all stems back to Katy Perry.
Oh. What'd she do? Clairo's number one song on Spotify, Sophia. Never heard of it.
What? I don't know. Maybe you would recognize it. I don't know.
Well, we don't have time to pause it and play.
So, apparently... I guess Katy Perry revealed the album cover for 143. Okay.
It stands for I Love You.
And what do you mean? What's the
143 stands for I Love You.
Where's the love? Oh my God. I saw a poster for, and it said Black Eyed Peas, Where Is the Love, with a QR code. And I thought, you're not going to get me to scan this, but I'm so tempted because what do you mean? Officially printed Black Eyed Peas posters with a big question mark. And it says, Where Is the Love? I've been asking that. And has it been 10 years? Is it 20 years? Is it like something about like the, is it like a, you know, I don't know, like anniversary something, a remix?
It probably is. And I really didn't want to talk about the redacted wedding, but I do want to know why Fergie was there.
Well, I have bigger questions. There was somebody who runs an ICE concentration camp there. So Fergie can be there.
As a plus one?
As a invite. I don't know. I saw some reports from the redacted wedding, and it looked like a wedding I wouldn't want to be at. No shade. No Claro shade.
Y'all know I have been absolutely crushing my reading goal this year, and boy, do I have a book for you that you should be putting on your summer reading list. What happens when your new summer job comes with a seriously hot cowboy boss? One who's completely off limits? Well, let me tell you about a book I've been reading called Taming the Heart by Elliot Rose, which is part of the Crimson Ridge series. In it, Sage heads to a remote Montana ranch expecting hard work and fresh air. Not a former Pro Bowl rider with ocean blue eyes, a legendary mustache, and a wedding band on his finger. It's boss versus employee, forced proximity, and enough forbidden chemistry to set the whole ranch on fire. If you're obsessed with Lila Sage, Elsie Silver, Bailey Hanna, this is your next binge-worthy cowboy romance. It's so good and juicy, I simply couldn't put it down. You can find Taming the Heart by Elliot Rose available now wherever books are sold in print and an ebook. And you can check out Kensington Publishing at www.kensingtonbooks.com. That's Kensington Publishing at www.kensingtonbooks.com. Now let's get back to the babble.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Quince. One thing I love about summer is how easy everything feels. The days are more relaxed. I find myself reaching for the same comfortable go-anywhere pieces again and again, and that is why I keep coming back to Quince. They focus on well-made essentials that naturally become those everyday staples you actually live in all season long. Quince's 100% European linen pants and shirts are breathable, easy to throw on, and the summer upgrade your rotation needs, starting at just $34. Their tees are soft enough to live in all day, and the lightweight cotton sweaters are exactly what you want when summer nights cool down. Everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middlemen. So you're paying for exceptional quality, not brand markup. And me? I am currently obsessed with my linens. Oh my God, y'all know in the summer, it can get a little hot, and I'm not trying to be sweaty and gross. And they have such a good collection of shorts, pants, shirts, linens that are light that you're going to feel like, okay, I can feel the breeze. I'm not going to get overheated and overstimulated. That is like my life story. They have me covered. And oh my God, I am relieved. Every time summer comes around, I feel like, okay, I can go outside and not be a drenched in sweat mess. And it's not just clothing. Quince has become a trusted favorite for everything from home to travel to everyday essentials. So make your summer wardrobe easier. Go to quince.com/babble for free shipping on your orders and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/babble for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/babble. Thank you so much for Quince for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
I could not believe, I thought it was a joke when they said Adam Sandler officiated.
Is that true?
Yeah. you know that game MASH from middle school?
Yes. Yes. She played it 20 years ago and took it to heart.
I saw a tweet that was like, the way Redacted played MASH to plan this wedding, getting married at Madison Square Garden.
Getting married to a quarterback.
Adam Sandler officiates, one pet turtle.
Does she have a pet turtle? I thought she had. What does she have?
She's probably going to have to get one because that's what the MASH wrote.
I did like MASH, but I feel like I was always having 14 kids and living in a shack. What was up with that?
It's just the way it is sometimes. What was it? You would do your kids, your house, your car, your job.
Who you will marry. Okay. How many kids you'll have. What's your job going to be? MASH stands for mansion, apartment, shack, and house.
You think Shake Shack counts for the shack?
Maybe. Maybe actually that would be kind of nice. But nowadays, these days, nowadays, income equality, I think shack stands for shack. I think
the,
shack
the man.
Yes, you're living in shack. And you know what? He says yes to every brand deal. And I love it because he is in a new commercial every week. And seeing him in those, I think, you know what? You better cash in on just being shack.
When I was at the dollar store in Michigan, as one does, Dollar General, I saw Shaq sour gummy candies. And okay. They were like, these are big Shaq candies because Shaq's big.
Did you get them?
I did. I bought them. I dabbled.
How were they?
You know, I don't like a big gummy. So I think I was, I shouldn't have been purchasing those. I often think gummy worms are too big. Like, I don't want all that. And I don't want to bite a gummy in half and come back for the second half later. You know,
it's not in my nature to be against like that big, huge, oversized gummy worm thing that people or a big, oh, you know, the
I'm
like
talking
novelty
normal.
One.
I don't right, ever want that. A giant
I don't ever
gummy
want it
worm.
Either. Because like, okay, so what? You're going to wrap it in some Saran wrap every once in a while.
You're going to
keep it in your tote. What, how do you take it anywhere? Do you cut it up? And I guess you could meal prep with it. You could, if you're buying gummy in bulk, you could slice it and dice it. You could make your own gummy bears out of a very large gummy worm. It might be a smart money-wise.
Did you ever go to Greenfield Village on a field trip?
I don't know.
it was like a thing. Our school did it multiple times. It was like a historical place in Detroit, and you would learn how to churn butter, and you would run with sticks, and they would give you toys that oldie-timey children played with.
You know, I have been to one of these places, but I think it was in Jackson. So, and my dad was a chaperone, and he had to see his only son churning butter. I'm sure the life left his soul. He knew from then on out.
You were a little too good at it.
Right. Okay, so I have found the source of the Claro shade, and I'm going to explain it to you because it is important, okay?
Okay.
Pop Bass posted the covers for 143 out September 20th. This is in 2024. Okay. Somebody quote tweeted it and said, "This might be Claro shade because 1-4 and 3 respectively correspond the letters to A, D, and C in the Latin alphabet, which could stand for and die Claro."
Mm.
And so now everyone quote tweets anything with "this might be Claro shade." For example, Trump assassination, low key Claro shade. Anything that takes attention away from Claro. Anytime Mitch McConnell
shade. Got it.
On life support, kind of Claro shade, kind of like stealing her thunder a little bit, you know. Make sense?
I'm here.
And so Peppa Pig
saying she doesn't know her. I also don't know her.
Well, that's kind of Claro shade.
That's full on Claro shade.
Yeah. So
I don't know. I hope she gets a few streams from this.
Yeah, I think we're doing our part. Sure. Yes. What else have you heard about the redacted wedding? Anything we need to know?
I
heard that the vows were 20 minutes each. I heard that they ran out of champagne early in the night.
I heard Tom Hanks left at 5 in the morning.
Okay. Wasn't he the first COVID?
Yes, I think so.
Patient zero.
I heard there was karaoke. My question was like, there were just people there that I was surprised. I'm like, I guess I didn't realize she was friends with Brad Pitt. I guess I didn't understand why Fergie got invited. I don't understand why Charles Barkley got invited, but also turned down the invitation.
Well, you know, an important thing to understand about
inviting every celebrity you can think of.
Well, you know what? It's called class solidarity. And the billionaire class sticks together. Did you feel some type of way about them closing down the city for the experience?
If I lived in Manhattan, maybe, but I live in Brooklyn, so I wasn't bothered.
Oh, so until something affects you, you don't care.
It's like I saw they donated millions and millions of dollars to different charities and stuff the week leading up to the wedding. I'm like, I hope you donated some money to the businesses that were unable to operate over the weekend because of your wedding on what is usually the busiest weekend of the summer.
Yeah, I guess I don't have stake in the fight, a dog in the fight, a dog in the fight, stake in the game. This game is a little stakey. This steak's a little gamey.
Big mistake.
Will you be seated and sat for the Big Brother 28?
Yes.
Now that we've seen the cast, people have been sleuthing. They've been finding out the history of what these people are up to and into and friends with and the posts that they're liking on social media. They have found, I think, 4 or 5 MAGA people that are going to be in the house. People that are posting or people that are liking a lot of
name them
MAGA shit. I don't know. I don't know who yet. I don't know.
I saw side by sides of people with this cast and the last cast and how identical like typecast they are. And I thought, well, when you really lay it out like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's been 28 seasons of 14 people a season. Certainly there's going to be people that kind of look alike. Like,
did you watch 2 seasons ago with Angela, who is coming back for this season?
No, I did not see that season. It is on my list. We just started season 18. The last, I think I told you, I think we watched season 12. And I can't quite remember who even won. Season 12, Big Brother. And I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to spoil
it. Rachel's season.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Okay, so we finished that season. Now we're watching season 18, which I like. And it's actually crazy because I'm watching it and with somebody who's never watched it before. And I say, you will never guess which 2 contestants from this season are now married. And honey, not a single guest so far has guessed it. And every guess is, I'm like, nope, nope. Even when it's showing showmance after showmance after showmance, including showmances, including the people that could be in the suspected marriage. I'm like, nope, nope. I wonder if it ever gets to it. I wonder if it ever even happens in the season. I don't actually know.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't.
That's crazy. Okay, well, that's wonderful. Yeah, so I'm watching that. Are you excited for Angela to be back for Big Brother?
I'm not, and I'm so on the fence. Like, I thought she was like a it was weird. She was like a weird bully, I thought, the whole time, like actually being mean to people. And then like people are like, you just don't like good TV. And I'm like, okay, well, go to therapy if watching people fighting brings you joy. Especially when I think people like cross the line. I don't know. And it's weird to me, like week one, she has this like full down breakdown and like completely comes after this guy. And while she's yelling at him, she's calling him crazy eyes and she's touching her eyes with her hands and she's doing it to a contestant that's half Asian.
Yeah, I felt a little weird about that.
I guess I don't understand. And CBS put her on The Amazing Race, and now they're bringing her back. I'm like, I'm like, how is that not at least somewhat racially insensitive?
You know, I watched the cast reveal. I'm very excited for Selena Estetis. I think that'll be very fun. I think she's going to be either incredible or first out. I think she will. She has the potential to be nominated first week just because I think she's a lot for somebody to take in. And these days, nowadays, quiet people get a little further.
I don't know. I watched all of the like candidates too, and I definitely feel like I clocked some people that I think would truly be first out. And I also think with them bringing back two Survivor contestants, I think maybe the Survivor contestants would be targeted before.
Yes.
Selena or maybe before Angela, but I also know
Who are the Survivor contestants? We got Rick.
They've announced Rick Devens at the time of us recording. They have not confirmed the second, but everyone says it's Dee, who was also on season 50.
Did she win the challenge?
MTV's the challenge?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
She was on it, but she didn't win it.
Okay. I saw somebody talking about how she was really good or something, or I don't know, but yeah, I guess I'm excited for Rick Devens. I think he will be, I think he will have a similar energy to, speaking of season 18 or whatever I'm watching right now, to James, of being like a little prankster, a little I'm here to have fun and make the house fun.
It's just so tough because it's like, then I'm like looking at the age of the entire cast and every single person's 24. And also like, I don't know if Rick Devens will vibe with a younger crowd because I don't think he is as passable for doing that as someone else. But also, not me finding out Rick Devens is not even a year older than me.
Oh, well, would you vibe with young people?
But I think I could also pass for in my 30s. I don't think he can.
I was a little skeptical of Rome, the pickleball coach, because as right off the bat in his Meet the Queens, he was all
talk about alphas and betas. It rubbed me wrong way.
Yeah, I was like, oh no, it's giving looks max or MAGA podcast viewer.
He's the one
misogynist.
He's the one I did get big MAGA vibes from, and I was sad because he's from Michigan. Not that there's not MAGA there, but I just thought. Oof.
Hey, you know what? While we talk about Michigan, I gotta say, Michigan people, you should really vote for Abdul. Thank you. That's all.
Paula?
Yes, Paula Abdul. Yes. No, there's an election. You know about elections? Have you been?
I vote.
Have you experienced democracy? Yeah. Well,
not in a while in this country.
Honey. Okay, back to Big Brother. I am kind of I'm kind of on board for Mallory.
let me pull up their pictures.
She's the one with the glasses.
She's the one.
I don't know why, but there's something about her that I'm kind of like, ooh, I think she's going to be, I think I'm going to like her.
Baby, she's the one I literally was like, oh, that there's your first out right there.
Ah! No. Was Lyric good on American Idol? There's an American Idol contestant. I saw a clip of Katy Perry shading her. Speaking of Katy Perry shade. Yeah, I saw a clip of Katy Perry talking shit to her.
I vaguely remember that. And I don't think she made it through to Hollywood. I don't remember.
Katy Perry was saying something to this contestant who's now going to be on Big Brother named Lyric. She said something like, you flew 10,000 miles to be
safe,
you're going to be flying 10,000 miles back if you don't stop playing it safe. And I fear that clip is going to be used when Lyric is on the block.
Did you see the girl with the full leg tattoo?
Yes. And she said, I have a full sleeve. So I think a full leg sleeve. So I think people
will be intimidating.
So I think people might be intimidated. I said,
I'm not mad about quieter or soft-spoken people, but I'm like, she was go on, girl, give us nothing.
Yeah, I was like, what producer was not in the room to tell her, okay, do a bump or something? You need to pick it up for 1 minute for a TikTok. You just need to give it a little bit of something. because she was kind of just talking like she was in a coffee shop trying to not disturb other people one table over. I'm like, yeah. No, you have to make me want to think, oh, I want to see this person on Big Brother for a summer.
And I'm here. Listen, I'm here for the non-diary room screamers, but you can't be a diary room whisperer.
Yeah. No. Yeah. 100%. And then the curly haired mullet 6'5" twink?
Barrett.
Now tell me why they had him. I was going to say dancing, moving in front of four different pride flags. When the internet has done their sleuthing and found out he is
straight.
He is straight.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was funny because I was like watching the interviews and watching them ask every single person if you're going to be in a showmance. And then I'm like, they better fucking ask Selena this. Even though there's, because I feel like they never asked the gay people that, but also like, is there two gay people on the season? No, like, it's just weird. I think that they,
well, we don't know.
Listen, if Frankie and Zach can do it.
Love is love is love is love.
Selena can find her boo too.
Yeah. I mean, I think my biggest gripe with the Meet the Queens was, if I hear one more person say, I'm fun, I'm bubbly, and I'm whatever. It's just kind of like, and that one quiet woman said she was bubbly. I said, where?
Bitch, where?
Receipts. Timelines. Yeah.
I don't know. They need to ask better questions. I sat through the whole 40 minutes and I was like, And it's the same question to all 14 people. And every single one of them's like, I'm going to win because I'm a people person and everybody likes me and I know how to talk to people. Like every single one of them said that.
What do you want them to ask? Are you going to do your big one this summer?
Ask something better. I'd rather listen to them talk about they like cats or dogs than tell me they're a people person when all 14 answered the exact same way.
I do think, are we calling him Jason? Selena Estides, Jason, his, you know, Meet the Queen moment was, I think, the best, but also he's had the practice of like how to do this experience of introducing yourself to the audience. And it's like, I'm very excited. I think that's a great casting decision. And I get the vibe that he was cast because he auditioned. Like he did not get recruited, like, though I'm sure. You know, you can always tell when people have never seen any seasons except like the latest season because they got recruited. I think there's a couple of those in this.
I felt like Chuck was giving that. He said something. He was trying to talk about men's alliances versus women's alliances. And I was like, have you watched a single season of this show?
The MMA person
yes.
Named Kamuela. Kirk is giving Charlie Kirk and Kamala Kirk.
Is that his name?
Well, he goes by Kamu, but Kamuela, I don't know. He's also giving MAGA. Yeah, I guess it'll all be left determined.
He was all, I'm not going to tell people my parents own a gym because I don't want them to think we're rich. Listening to people talk about things they're going to like not share. Same thing. One guy was like, well, I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm a financial analyst. I'm like, the way my eyes would glaze over if somebody told me that, like, you think I'm going to target you because you're a financial analyst?
Anything, I'm going to respect you. You're in the same class as financial analyst Emily Flippin. Hello. I'm on board.
Yeah, I don't know. They need to ask the better questions. I'd rather hear like, what's your Big Brother hot take? Like shit like that, then what's your strategy?
Yeah. I will be sat, seated, and sat. I do love seeing, like you said, the people decide not to say, because it is always the craziest reveal in the house. Like I'm watching, like I said, 18, and I'm trying to remember somebody just pulled their alliance together to,
Secret nerd?
Yes, hashtag secret nerd. Who was that?
Bronte?
Bronte. Bronte, in tears, privately telling her alliance members that
she wants
said,
to use prime numbers to
not even that she does
to
not
dismantle
even that she
the
is,
patriarchy.
Not even that she is like she says she wants to she aspires to use prime numbers to work for the CIA or something. And she's in tears because she's been holding that in. It's like, girl, your reveal is not that you are that. It's that you want to be that. Girl, I want to be a lot of things. What are you talking about?
I think more people should bring their friends into a room and tell them I'm secretly smart.
Yes. And then the response was they were gagged and they go, do you know calculus? And she goes, yeah.
Oh, well, maybe your girl with the glasses will deliver that this year.
Fingers crossed. Okay. All right. Anything else on the list? I mean, I do have one final hot topic that is actually very important.
Speak on it.
Millie Bobby Brown came out.
What?
Yes. It's breaking.
She was trying to get an Emmy nom and it didn't work.
Millie Bobby Brown has come out officially. You heard it here first.
As
a closeted gay soldier who was slain with a sword in the spine in a past life.
What?
She said in a past life, she was killed with a sword into her spine and she was a closeted gay soldier.
Wow.
She was completely paralyzed. How does she know that?
Who did she speak on this to?
Well, she's doing her press for something. I don't know. Girl, what is she doing press for? Something called Enola Holmes 3?
it's Sherlock Holmes's niece or something.
Honey. There's no way. It's giving 30 Rock. It's giving 30 Rock. The fact that there's three? What do you mean three? The third?
She plays the bumbling doctor.
Okay.
Sherlock Holmes's niece.
Why is there a three?
It's the third season.
Okay, I didn't know we were listing the number of a season like it's Big Brother. Enola Holmes 3, she's doing press for it, and she said in an interview, she said...
Oh, wait, it's a movie? It's a movie.
So now it's a movie. So there's been two previous movies.
It's a movie. Oh, wait, yes. Enola Holmes 3 is a film sequel to the 2002 film Enola Holmes 2, which is a sequel to the original Enola Holmes.
Okay.
Millie Bobby Brown reprises her roles as the titular character.
Okay, Enola.
The sister. She's the sister of Sherlock Holmes, not the niece.
Okay, I don't care.
So is this straight to Netflix? Yeah. Yes. Yes, it is.
Well, she said in an interview, they were asking if she believes in past lives or something, or if she believes in... I don't know what the question was. Do you believe in... what happens when you die or whatever? And she said, well, I actually know who I was in a past life. She said, I have a birthmark on my lower back. And they say that's the way you died in your last life. So she thinks that she got stabbed in the spine and that she was a closeted gay man. I don't know where the closeted gay man came from, but maybe it's just she feels it.
Do you have any birthmarks?
You know, I got a little, I got a couple little bleeps and bloops.
Wow. I don't have any. That's is this my first time here?
I see one on your neck right now.
Oh, birthmark? That's a hickey.
No, you got a little. Yeah, I see three more over there. What are you talking about, honey?
What? Those are just liver spots.
Okay. Oh, you have two on your neck. That could be
vampire
a gay vampire. Yes.
Damn.
A closeted gay vampire bite.
I don't think I have birthmarks. Are you talking about moles?
Maybe. What's the difference?
A birthmark is not a mole, sis.
Who knows? Moliosis.
All right.
Okay. Well, Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me going to a dermatologist to get my skin checked out. It's important.
Oh, so now you want to talk about your skin. Is that Claro Shade?
You could catch me streaming. I'm gonna, you know, maybe I'll have a back-to-back-to-back viewing of the Enola Holmes trilogy.
Okay. Work.
And you can find me.
You can find me streaming Peppa Pig because I know a real bitch when I see one.
See.
All right. Later.